PAGCOR board members submit courtesy resignations following presidential directive. The board of directors of the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, have submitted courtesy resignations following a directive from President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. The directive, issued earlier this week, extended a previous call for resignations by heads of government agencies to also include all ranking officials of government-owned and controlled corporations, GOCCs, which includes PAGCOR's chairman and CEO, Alejandro Tenco. In a statement issued by PAGCOR, the agency confirmed that Tenco, along with President and COO Wilma Isma and directors Francis Democrato Concordia, Jose Maria Ortega and Gilbert Cesar Rimula, all complied with the presidential order. Tenco, who reportedly submitted his resignation even before the directive had formally extended to GOCCs, emphasized that the officials serve at the pleasure of the president and expressed a willingness to accept whatever decision he makes regarding their positions. The resignations align with a broader initiative from President Marcos aimed at recalibrating the leadership within the public sector. Last week, the president first directed all cabinet secretaries and agency heads to submit courtesy resignations. This move was soon expanded to cover GOCC officials as part of a larger administrative strategy to reassess and realign the country's governance structure. The Governance Commission for GOCCs explained that the call for resignations is part of a government-wide effort to realign institutional priorities in response to the evolving expectations of the Filipino public. The commission stated that the aim is to ensure that the administration remains dynamic, accountable, and responsive to the nation's needs. President Marcos has not yet accepted the resignations of the PAGCOR officials. However, it is understood that he is likely to retain some current board members, as he did with several key officials within his cabinet, serving at the president's whim. In the case of the cabinet, despite all members submitting their resignations, the president chose to retain several senior officials, particularly those handling economic portfolios. Among these were the Finance Secretary, Trade Secretary, Development Secretary, and Budget Secretary. PAGCOR holds a significant role in the management and oversight of the gaming industry in the Philippines. The agency is both a regulatory body and an operator of gaming activities, contributing considerable revenue to government coffers. The recent leadership developments, therefore, hold importance not only for the organization but also for the broader landscape of gaming governance in the country. The directive to submit courtesy resignations provides the president with the discretion to evaluate current officials and decide whether to reappoint them or bring in new leadership. The current situation seems to indicate the administration's intention to reassess the composition of GOCC leadership in line with national priorities and institutional reform goals.